The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Lara camp there, Coach Shane Stone. He re-signed last week for 2023 and he's standing alongside Chris Nichols.
G'day, Shane. Great chance to tick off a win today, mate.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah, we're looking forward to the opportunity. It's going to be a pretty good game, I think. Both sides are going to be pretty hungry.
I think it's great that you've been reappointed for the year, so you'd be happy about that, and also the club as a whole.
Yeah, I think it just gives us a little bit of stability going into next year and keeps building in the direction that we're going as a whole club. I think we're all aligned, committee all the way through. So, yeah, it's hard work, and I guess you don't want to be resetting and starting all over again when you can start to see a few of the, few steps going forward.
Rock, thanks for joining us. Always appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy. Great to be back out here at the Snake Pit.
Good to see you out here.
Wonderful timing in terms of Geelong VFL having a bye,
yes.
And they were kind enough to say you can have Dan Weigel back in your blue and white hoops.
Yes, they were. They were. Would have been a bit of a conversation if they had tried to stop him. I think ideally they would have liked him to have a rest. He's been really good down there. Played a fantastic role and getting reward for consistent years. And just the system-based defence has really suited him, but we're wrapped to have him back today, that's for sure.
And probably good timing, looking at what St Albans have done, getting Matt McKenzie back across the border. He's brought a mate with him as well. Hayden Elliott's in good form, so you'll have some decisions to make match-up-wise, won't you?
Yeah, and Benny O'Brien going down sort of made us a little bit short down there as well, so to get Weeds back today and just the general, we have missed him in a sense, not just his ability to set up, but I think the other boys really rely on his direction and all that sort of thing as well. So they're still, when he's not there, they probably tend to go back in the shell a little bit when we're under the pump. So he brings that sort of coolness and calmness.
Yep. Some great news in the reserves is that your young fella, Geordie, who's had some knee issues, is actually running around and seeing whether he can go forward with his body and hopefully get back to playing good GFL senior footy that he has in the past.
Yeah, it's his first one back today, so he'll probably play the next couple and then we'll see how he goes. But he's trained, he's done all the training and he's worked really hard with the physios. He's had a little bit of a bad run over the last couple of years, so it's more about getting a little bit of work into him and getting confidence in his body. And then, we've definitely missed him this year.
He's got plenty of kicks, so straight back in, I reckon, next week.
Okay, he can have one more.
Can have one more. Bang.
No mucking
around.
No.
Supposed to help when your dad's the coach, isn't it?
You would have thought.
Anyway. Well, no, it goes the other way.
I'll get his godfather to put a good word in for
him. Do that.
Yeah. Rock, we're talking about stability and how, the improvement within a playing group and going into next year. I suppose, whilst you haven't won a game, the improvement is in, obviously, the scoring as well and the lack of scoring that the, opposition have against you. Over the years, predominantly there's been some really big losses, and those big losses are no longer. They've reduced to, margins that within games you're actually been in winnable positions and you're sort of in games longer. Is that the way you're seeing the improvement at the moment?
Yeah, I think our footy has been a lot better this year. I think the GFL is improving every year as well, so we've been in games for a lot longer. I think the fact that Greeny went down, we probably haven't had a lot of luck with injuries, and then Weeks going down to the VFL has probably cost us a little bit with reducing a few more scores and getting a few of our own. But I think our actual game style and the young blokes that have come in has really improved, like you said. And I think it's just that ability to learn how to win now and be able to go that little bit longer when the pressure's on the line, instead of that perceived pressure that we rush things. You get into a position where you're winning and then you think you have to do something different, but you actually don't have to. You just keep playing the way that we're playing and the reward will look after itself. We probably get sucked into the scoreboard a little bit sometimes.
Next question is going to be centered around Mitch Day. Now, he had a go at me when I walked in the ground today about not putting him in my mid-year team, and I did have some discussions with you about the team during the week as well. Mitch Day, he's a key. Obviously, he's one of the power forwards in the competition. During the week, do you sort of do a lot of work with your mids and forwards with, connectivity in relation to that? And obviously, the delivery to Mitch. And obviously, when Mitch gets the ball, it's his job to make sure he kicks the goals, because you've been in winning positions and he's sort of missed a fair few.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of work going to that sort of system going forward? Because predominantly, I suppose, 60 to 70% would go to him.
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of work on that with other options and things like that?
Yeah, we do. We have done a lot of work on our connection this year just with moving the ball in. So I've tried to change a few drills and get it. And it's more about what the other forwards do. So we sort of tend to get involved in our own thinking, and then they lead and don't get back to Mitch. So you know, in reality, it's all about, all right, if we're going to Mitch, your man is probably dropping off, so you have to need to get a little bit more dangerous. So, you know, Tommy Gunther has probably helped that out a little bit. He sort of tends to be able to read the play, and he's just a natural sort of forward in that half-forward role where he sort of cheats a little bit, I suppose you could say, but knows where to get so that we can see him as well.
So in saying that too, Gunther's obviously an under-18 kid.
Yeah, he's 17 years old.
You've played Bailey Harvey, Zakiya Davies played senior footy. So you're blooding a lot of juniors as well coming through the system.
Yeah, Tyke Evans.
Tyke Evans is another one. Obviously, you know, he's at Falcons and Vic Country tryouts this weekend. So you've got a lot of games into the juniors as well coming through this stability process, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's about a pathway. And they're, you know, like Baz Harvey, he earned his role off the back of the pre-season they did. And I guess it is one of those ones that if you, you know, we've got a sort of group that's probably from 17 to 22 that if you're willing to do the work, then you'll get the opportunity. And I think, you know, as a club where we're coming from, there's probably a few blokes in that 19 to 21 that probably think they're a little bit further advanced than what they are just because of the work that they haven't put in themselves on their own, you know, to get themselves fitter and get themselves stronger. So, you know, that's a dilemma as us as a club as we get better. The games aren't gifted to those young blokes coming through now, so you've got to actually earn your spot. And, you know, there's a little bit of that where you're trying to make sure that you keep everyone going forward, but, you know, they've got to be patient as well, in a sense, while you're growing as a club. They've got to be able to grow with you.
Speaking with Lara coach Shane Stone on Carrick Footy, here's Jason Doherty.
So, Rock, you've been reappointed for next year, yep. And you're obviously not going to play finals this year. So, in terms of looking ahead to 2023, recruitment, yep. And starting to look for your lists and things like that, how have you started that process? Who's helping you do that? Where are you looking?
What
type of bloke? So, obviously, you said they're 17 to 22. So, you're mid-range.
We're looking for a bit of quality coming out of the VFL or, you know, different sort of areas. We're looking at guys from Lara that have left that we want to try and get back, in a sense, you know, that are at that next level that are going to come back. I think, you know, I guess the big thing for us as well is about setting up that transition for me when I finish so that we have somebody, the right person, to come in and be able to sort of continue what we're doing, and whether that's a co-coach next year or somebody as a senior assistant that sort of works into that. I think, you know, the pressures of GFL footy, it just... If you don't have the right help, then it just wears you out. And I think, you know, a lot of clubs now are going down that co-coaching path just to share the load. And the young blokes need, you know, they just need so much education and feedback that... So that's the sort of areas we're looking. We're obviously looking for a ruckman that, you know, is having a year off. So we'll talk to him and, you know, hopefully keep building on what we're doing. So
you talk about ruckman having a year off. Is that Darcy Bennett?
Yeah, that's Darcy Bennett.
So where's Darcy at in terms of... Because he was playing in the Amos.
Yep. He got a new job and he's enjoying that. And he's probably just the last few years with COVID, the SANFL thing, and then the last year a little bit with Werribee, you know, not getting a lot of opportunities. Like, probably coming through, footy has never been right at the forefront, except those years that he had at Werribee where he was on the, you know, nearly on the draft radar. So... It's just one of those ones where he just needed to step back and freshen up a little bit. And, you know, I guess if he wants to start playing again, this is his home. He's got a lot of good mates here and you know, we welcome him back with open arms.
So the discussion around a co-coach for next year,
yep.
Is it open in terms of recruiting somebody that you might find is the person to take over from you? Yeah.
Yep.
So you're not adverse to doing that next year?
Yeah. No, definitely.
That's good to hear.
Yeah,
because I think that's a lot of the clubs, you recruit players to get better, but you know, to recruit coaches to get better too, it's part of the process.
Yeah, and I think it's about sharing the load, but also that transition, because you don't want to, you know, you've got a group that are coming through and, you know, our direction we think is right. So to sort of reset and have somebody come in that might change a lot, you know, it sort of gives players the opportunity with so many clubs around as well, they might look and go, well, you know, I'll have a look at my opportunities as well. So it's more about stability at the club and setting it up for transition. Look, whether it's, you know, the year after 23 or 24, there's no sort of ceiling on it, although Carol might have something to say about that. But it is more about the right time. So.
Yeah, right.
We might have more weekends for us then, Rock.
Yeah. Might be a bit of an icy night tonight, I think.
Last one before we get to let you go. Connor Linehan Cunningham played some really good footy with Werribee Centrals, and I think found himself training down at Werribee and to, I suppose, improve your footy, you need to be playing GFL footy. Yeah. That's no disrespect to the GDFL, but he's come here. Just give us a bit of a background on how he's performing and what's that doing for his prospects at Werribee.
Look, I would think that it's doing great prospects for him. I think, like, to be honest, I think he should be on a VFL list. He's got all the attributes of a midfielder in these days. He's you know, he'd be 6'2", 6'3", clean below his knees. His body work and his work ethic to around the stoppage and then clearing it has been... And he's so coachable. He's really willing to learn, starting to ask a lot of questions. And he's fitted in... Like, our midfield's pretty young and he's just fitted in perfectly. And I think, you know, clubs, whether it's Werribee or Geelong, I think he deserves an opportunity to train there, and then he will only get better. I think he's one of the ones where you look and you go, yeah, you'll get better the better footy you play.
Yeah, absolutely. Rock, really appreciate you dropping by. We wish you the best of luck this afternoon, and look forward to talking to you after the game, and for your sake, 4 points in the bank.
So do I.
Shane Stone there, the coach of Lara, joining us on KROQ Footy. It's Footy Spotlight. Thanks to Rex Gorrell, Geelong, providing an outstanding motoring experience.
The KROQ Football pre-game interview.